I next met with Dr. Ian Kropp from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, and to begin, Dr. Kropp presented a patient from his practice.
So I saw a 68-year-old woman who presented with a palpable mass. She is biopsied and found to have a strongly estrogen and progesterone receptor positive, HER2 negative, moderately differentiated breast cancer. And unfortunately, she also had some axillary adenopathy, and she went on to have a lumpectomy with axillary dissection, which demonstrated about a 4-centimeter cancer in the breast with negative margins, but 5 of 20 lymph nodes that were involved. And given that anatomic risk, that she had significant nodal involvement, I think her primary oncologist was thinking that adjuvant chemotherapy prior to hormonal therapy would make the most sense, and she placed a port and was getting her set up to start chemotherapy, and the patient came down to see me for a second opinion. And while certainly chemotherapy is a very reasonable approach for someone with multiple lymph nodes involved, I was struck by the biology of her cancer, which, based on the strong hormone receptor expression and lack of high-grade histology, I was feeling that this was very likely a cancer that chemotherapy was not going to make a big impact. And this, in addition, in this particular patient who was 68 and she has significant obesity, she has pretty bad osteoarthritis, and she'd already had one hip replaced and needed another hip and really wasn't very mobile, I was also worried she would be more at risk for the complications of chemotherapy. So based on the presumed biology and the fact, which would to me imply that chemotherapy may not have much of a significant impact, and the fact that she was at increased risk for complications of chemotherapy, I did think she was a patient who performing an Oncotype DX assay would be helpful. We don't have as much data on multiple lymph node positive patients as we do node negative patients with Oncotype, but the data we do have would seem to suggest that the node positive biology is fairly similar to node negatives in that patients with low risk Oncotype scores really don't benefit much from chemotherapy. So we had this discussion. The patient was very concerned about the toxicities of chemotherapy and therefore really did feel that trying to get a better sense of the biology of her cancer was worthwhile. So we did send an Oncotype. I talked to her primary oncologist who was completely on board with that. We got an Oncotype and it came back with a score of 14, which is squarely within the low risk range. And if you look at the data from the Oncotype analysis of Kathy Albane's study, this is a population that really does not seem to benefit from chemotherapy. They overall have a higher risk of recurrence, but chemotherapy doesn't seem to impact that. So based on that Oncotype score, I did recommend that she proceed with an aromatase inhibitor and not do chemotherapy.
And I see that she actually ended up on a clinical trial.
Right. So these are patients in whom we don't think chemotherapy is likely to be helpful, so we'd like to maximize the benefit of hormonal therapy. And we're trying to explore ways to do that. Right now, in terms of standard of care for a postmenopausal patient, there really isn't anything else besides aromatase inhibitor therapy that's going to make an additional difference. But of course, we're exploring additional types of targeted therapies to try to improve the efficacy of hormonal therapy. So one of the ways that we think may be possible to do that is by adding a CDK4/6 inhibitor. Obviously, we're all aware of the data in the metastatic setting that these drugs seem to improve the efficacy of hormonal therapy. So the natural next step is to see whether that also holds true in the adjuvant setting.